listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Well, we're back with part two. This is John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott, and this is episode 25.
25!
A quarter of a centennial.
Yeah.
An eighth of a bicentennial,
totally.
John.
And we need to potty with that. Let's get down with a little another potty number.
Hell
here
no.
On AKC's Totally Talk Nonsense. Totally Talk?
Totally Talk. It's Totally Talk.
Totally Talk Nonsense with a little pillow talk from John and Scott.
Oh, not then.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Bring him down, baby. Let me see some of that hairy muff. Oh, yeah. Oh, those are flies. That ain't hair. Them is flies, bitch.
I'm a muff dog.
Get that shit out of... Oh, hell no. Oh, oh. Oh. All right, yeah.
All right, then. So we're still talking
like
about
role play.
Action-packed weekend.
Action-packed.
Shut up.
Yeah. So we did the thing on Friday, and then you had some shit you had to do.
Yeah, I had shit the rest of the weekend.
So Saturday, I went to the pumpkin patch with the kids.
Gebert's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was there the week before. Gebert's.
I had Maker's Mark in my mouth. Yeah, so, hey, what do hillbillies do on Halloween?
Let me see. For the 18th time, they pumpkin.
Have I told that joke before?
Oh, no, not at all.
You know, Joe said one day he was listening to the podcast, and he goes, yeah, man, you told one of your jokes again that I've heard about 500 times, and it was actually still funny.
When's Joe coming back? He said he was going to come back. He was our first guest, Joe.
I don't know. He's way out there in St. Charles. You know, that's like fucking Idaho.
Does he still listen?
According to my kids, he moved to California.
Does he still listen?
I don't know.
All right. Well.
Hardly ever talk to him.
Fucking guy. If you still listen, call John and say, yeah, I want to be a guest again.
So then Saturday, I'm going to meet up with Rick and Chris. Chris, big tall guy, like 6'8". He's big, dude.
Is he well proportioned?
I don't know. I have to ask Rick.
Because he would know?
I don't know.
All right,
maybe.
Then.
So we meet up at the Beacon, you know. The wife and I decide to get something to eat, and then go see a movie.
Right.
So we get to the Beacon. They're there, and we notice the Beacon, all the tables in the main restaurant part is all got little teepees on it that say reserved.
For who?
They got names. Keith, Frank, Joe, Sally,
all
Mary.
Right. So where'd you sit?
So we had to sit by the dartboards.
Right.
All the way on the other end of the bar.
That sucks.
Right in that big smoke hole.
Right, smoke hole. The whole Beacon is a smoke hole.
So we order up some wings, and I have a couple of Mai Tais. The wife has a couple of beers. And Rick's watching the LSU game, and the Sox game comes on. The World Series comes on, and we're watching it. And the wife was able to procure some tickets to the World Series for Sunday night.
Okay, so you're watching the game
so
Saturday.
So we're watching the game Saturday, and we decide to stay. So we stay, and this old man comes and sits next to my wife and starts talking about how he's, you know, like 80 years old. He flies in from Jersey every year to see a Sox game. He's a huge fan of the White Sox. He used to live here, and his wife died, and now he comes out here every year, blah, blah, blah. So he decided to come and get a ticket. And he didn't get a ticket to get in. The wife tells him, oh, we're going. He tries to offer Beth like $700 for the ticket. Turns out we're going to send him a program. So, you know, we stay there and we watch the game and have a good time. Beth's really having a great time because the old guy reminds her of her dad, you know, and it was a good time. So we get done with that and, wow, you know, the Sox won. Game one of the World Series.
Sox win.
And we realize it's Elvis night at the Beacon.
What does that mean?
Rick Saucedo, the famous Elvis impersonator, is going to play. And for those of you that don't know out there, Rick Sesito is like worldwide. He's famous.
We are?
Yeah.
All right.
And he used to have like the Rick Sesito experience, which he had a full band and horns and singers and, you know, all the shit. I mean,
what happened to those
guys? The jumpsuit and the hair and the whole thing. So we're like, what's going on? How is he going to fit all this shit in here, you know? And some guy puts up some lights and they have some smoke going and they play like the, you know, the overture.
CC Rider?
No, they play the overture from like 2012.
Is that what it is? No, that's the from
2001. That's what I was trying to say.
Or is that the Olympics?
Whatever. He comes out blasting out of the kitchen in a big white jumpsuit with the hair.
Out of the kitchen. So he has to work that out beforehand. It's the management.
And there's no band. He's doing like karaoke. There's somebody like switching CDs and stuff for him.
Well, he's got that guy.
Yeah.
So he's got the assistant.
And some guys doing the lights. And the lights are really cheeseball. Four cans, you know, with faded gels. So
Rick Sesito, who used to have a full-blown band with horns,
yeah,
for whatever reason, he doesn't have that band anymore. Now he has a karaoke machine and a guy who does cheesy lights for him.
Right.
And he was at the peak.
And people were getting pissed off because they wanted the bar to turn the game down so Elvis could start.
Oh, that there were Elvis fans
Yeah, because of the reserve tables.
Oh, all the reserve tables. So were they like on Rick Sesito's guest list?
Yeah, or so, I don't know, I guess. It was so goddamn funny, and it was like theater in the round. And he stands in the middle of that room there, and he's got the microphone, and he's doing the karate moves and everything.
With the suit.
Yeah, and people are like walking literally 2 inches from him to get to the bathroom all hammered.
Damn. Nobody had a video camera.
Oh, no.
God, you should have drove home.
I started thinking to myself, Garcia could have made a fucking fortune.
A fortune.
Impersonating Elvis.
Well, why didn't you go home and get a video camera and get like at least 3 minutes?
I don't know. Because I was so goddamn drunk.
We could have made Rick Sesito worldwide again with Total Talk Nonsense video.
Oh, my God. It was
Mr.
so
Schmuller's
funny.
Page.
And Chris is going, this guy sucks. Who the fuck is it? What the fuck is it? He sucks.
Did you think he sucked?
Yeah, they all suck, man. They all. How hard is it?
Well, I don't know.
The hunka butt in love and make the lip and all that. It's no big deal.
When I was in my former band, one of my cousins dated a girl whose dad was a drummer, and he wanted to try out for the band, so he brought him over to 2739. Because at the time, my living room was a studio. And he came in and he set up his drums, but he brought his friend by, who was a Elvis impersonator from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I should find out. Maybe it was Rick Sesito. I don't know. It was a guy who was in Vegas doing
not
Elvis.
Not Sesito.
Whatever.
Sesito.
And I'll find
out. I call
him
Sesito.
I'll have to make some phone calls, but I'll find out. If it was the same guy. But this guy did Vegas. He was a Vegas guy.
Yeah, this guy too.
So the only Elvis song that we knew was Suspicious Minds.
Oh, my God.
So we did that one like 8 times. And this guy was, I could have sworn it was Elvis Presley right in front of me.
Yeah, they're all like that.
But he was really good as far as the vocals.
Yeah, this guy was good too.
Okay,
he does the mic and the. He has to be good. Come on, I just said he was nationwide. You know,
yeah,
worldwide.
Yeah, but you said so and so was saying he
sucked. Yeah,
this guy sucks.
He did, and then we told him this guy is worldwide famous. No way. I go ask Rick. He turns to Rick. Rick, oh yeah, the experience, the this, the. And it was so goddamn funny. The Beacon Tap, and he was there. So, you know, we left. We had enough of that. And
what time did you leave? When we say we,
it's like 1 o'clock.
Is that everybody or you and your wife?
Everybody.
Everybody leaves. One o'clock. Okay.
And the next morning, man, I'm hurting. I got a fucking headache. I can't even move. Find out the wife threw up. You know.
But you got a cure for headaches now.
What's that?
Well, you said that you used to take like eight Sudafeds and eight what? Eight what?
Ibuprofen
a day, and your headaches were getting worse. But you did some research.
Smoke some weed, and it works. Yeah. Works like a charm.
Because the headaches you were getting were because you were taking, there's like a medical term for it. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a medicine overuse headache.
Medicine overuse headache.
Or rebound headache.
Rebound headache, because you're taking so much of these goddamn over-the-counter drugs.
Analgesics.
So you went out, you did some research, and you found out that marijuana, hemp, which is the savior of all products.
Yeah.
Cures headaches.
Took it away.
And how long has it been since you've had a Sudafed or a ibuprofen?
Well, I took some before I came because of my cold. For my throat.
All right, then. Because of your throat.
Yeah, my throat.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you know, after the show, if you want, like
lotion for my throat.
Some warm gravy.
Oh, my God. Some warm lotion and gravy for my throat.
Right. Okay, yeah, so you got a headache, you're fucked up, it's 1 o'clock, your wife threw up,
yeah.
It's Sunday, and you got tickets to the World Series.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy fuck. So I'm literally, by the time I showered, I think it was 2 o'clock, and the wife says, hey, are you going to carve the pumpkin, you know?
Oh, oh, that's the shit. Last thing you want to do.
All right.
So if you're not sick.
I know.
You don't want to do that.
So I break the pumpkin out, and I carve it up for the son. The daughter I did the day before, but the son didn't want his done yet. So I did it Sunday, and that shit smells, man. You know, you're touching all that pumpkin brains, and you want to vomit. And then about 3:45, the babysitter shows up, and we finally get out of the house, and we get on the train. We take the blue line all the way to Washington, jump on the red line, and take that into the cell.
Nice.
And it's fucking raining, and like 40 degrees outside.
Raining and 40.
And we get there 2 hours early.
2 hours?
2 hours, yeah. We thought it was going to take forever. You know, we had no idea that barely anybody from the north side was going to be going. Nobody on the blue line, but on the red line, it was pretty crowded. And, you know, we get there, and we're sitting in the rain, and then we're inside. We're trying to get some rain ponchos. They're out of them. But we got some baseball caps, and met up with some friends from her work, the wife's work, and watched the game. And about the eighth inning, we decided to leave because Canerico just rattled the shit out of the Astros by hitting a grand slam.
Grand slam. They went up 6-4.
Bam. And we're like, fuck, let's get out of here. It's pouring rain. To get on the train at the end of the game would take about an hour. We still got to get back, pay the babysitter, whatnot. So we get on the train. What do we hear? Astros tied up 6-6.
6-6 in the ninth, top of the ninth.
And we're like, what the fuck? What do we do? Get to the Blue Line station. Get on the train. The second we get on the train, two guys are talking. We say, what's going on? The guy says, Sox just won. Walk-off home run.
Walk-off home run.
14, I think, ever in the World Series.
14th in the World Series. And let's talk about the just give a little history to the World Wide Web listeners. Chicago hasn't won a World Series. They have two teams. They have Chicago Cubs and they have Chicago White Sox. White Sox won in 1917. And then, or was it 1908? I can't even remember.
Cubs were, I think, 1908.
It's been like a century since anybody's won.
Right.
And then the White Sox, when they had a chance to win the World Series, they dumped it on purpose so they could make money gambling.
1959.
That became the Black Sox. Oh, they were in it 59, but they lost, right?
Right.
But
there was
that,
another time, yeah.
They could have won, but they blew it because they hooked up with the criminal element of America. And took the money from the...
Through the game.
They said, I'm going to pitch a ball here when I could throw a strike, and I'm going to walk the
guy. That's the American way, man.
No
corruption.
Doubt. Let's see how we can make money. What's in it for me is the American way.
Yeah.
So it's a huge event in Chicago that a Chicago team is in the World Series because it hasn't happened. There's probably what? 10 people that are alive today that were alive the last time a Chicago team was in the World Series.
Right. Yeah, right.
So John is down there, and he leaves early because of the Grand Slam. And I got to tell you what I was doing. I was on the web. I was fucking around on the web. And I see that they tie it up in the ninth inning on the web. So I say, okay, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to watch the last inning on TV. I'm going to watch it on TV. The Sox are coming up to bat.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs, and you know what I see?
What?
TiVo is recording Family Guy, and I don't want to interrupt it, so I just go to bed instead.
Well.
So I go to bed because TiVo's recording Family Guy, and then I wake up the next morning, and I see that the walk-off home run.
Well, wait a minute.
And then I hear everybody saying it was the best. One of the best World Series games ever.
Ever.
Because there was like an eighth inning where some shit was going to happen, and the Sox got through that. And the ninth inning, and then the walk-off homer, and wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And I missed the fucking Grand Slam. I decided to get up and take a piss.
So you're in the urinal.
Well, here it is. The Sox are losing like 4-2.
4-2.
And they're up to bat, and I'm like, you know, it's starting to rain kind of hard right now, and it's freezing. I'm soaking wet. I got to get up and take a piss. I get up. I figure nobody's going to be down there. I'll be quick. Of course, it's packed down there. I finally get the piss out.
Do they have the stalls or the
troughs? No, they have the urinals. The
Cubs?
They have urinals.
They got the urinals.
But they're really low, you know, so you might as well just have a trough.
Yeah, but you're private, right?
No.
It's not
they're
private?
They're all, like, just hanging there. It's like they're just like the big bowl.
They're on a wall.
Yeah, they're bowls.
Yeah, but you face a wall.
Yeah, you each got your own. You're not shoulder to shoulder like you are with the trough.
Well, with the trough, the other thing with the trough, if you go to a Cubs game and you got to take a leak, you go to the trough. You're shoulder to shoulder. It's like a big sink that stretches 20 feet by 4 feet. And not only that, you look across from you, and 3 feet away, there's this guy looking right at you.
Yeah, right.
Who's pissing on the other side. It's like in the middle of the room.
I was listening to a radio guy talk about how he saw a drunk guy fall in the trough. Because you're leaning on it with your thighs, you know, because you want to get really close to it, because it's not like a urinal where it's curved. It's like ergonomic.
I never felt that I had to lean on it. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't.
I got good aim. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're tall, though.
So you're okay. So you're shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder, leaning on it. Your feet slip out from under. You go right in.
There's a guy 3 feet away from you staring right at you.
Yeah.
He's on the other side of the trough.
You're right.
We're at the Sox game. You got a urinal.
Yeah.
It's against the wall, and you're looking at the wall.
Well, I wait for a stall.
That's fine.
I always wait for a stall. Oh, yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't like hanging out there with a bunch of other homos.
You wait for the... What do you mean homos? I'm one of those guys that
pisses
against
the wall. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, if I got to go, I'm going to go into... I've gone into a woman's bathroom because I had to go
well,
so badly.
Well, that's fine, as long as it's private.
All right, so you you've
space.
Never gone in a urinal?
Oh, yeah, I am. What do you mean? Of course.
Why? I don't understand. So you go into the Sox game, right? You got to take a pee.
Yeah.
There's urinals all up against the wall,
right.
And you're going to wait for the stall.
It was the same thing. It was four deep, just like the stalls.
Oh, okay.
So it was the same amount of time.
Same amount of time, except the number three guy might have been taking a dump.
No,
okay?
Nobody dumps at the fucking ballpark unless they're sick.
I do.
Well, you're a weird dude, man.
Let me segue into a story about...
No. Let me finish.
All right. Keep that dump thing in mind.
Let me finish. I take my piss. I come out. I decide, okay, the girls are cold. There's three chicks with me. And I go to get a hot chocolate and a beer for myself because I'm at the World Series. I got to have at least one beer, right?
Right, right. No
so
doubt.
So I get a beer. I order three hot chocolates. They have one. Okay, great. Go down, walk to the next concession. Got any hot chocolate? No. Run all the way back past the one I was just at. Go to the next one, which is about three doors down from the aisle. I have to go back up it. So I ask him, you got any hot chocolate? Oh, yeah. The second I say that, there goes.
Did you hear the
I heard the on the TV.
And then I heard the
crowd go. And
but you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
You were getting hot chocolate.
I didn't even fucking see it. And the people behind the concession counter are jumping up and down. They're high-fiving. They're going crazy. I'm like, hey, can I have my hot chocolate?
Yeah, and my change, too.
Yeah, so the fucking hot chocolate, and I walk back, and these fucking morons are jumping up and down, you know, with the big shit through their chin, you know, the big giant dumbbell, silver
right.
dumbbell,
right.
and the shit in their lips, and they're high-fiving, and they're slapping each other, and their homoerotic thing going on. I'm like, hey, guys, hey. 1 minute, please. Can I get by with my hot chocolate?
Just give me the fucking hot chocolate, okay?
Because I fucking missed the fucking Grand Slam of the World Series.
And not only did you miss that, but what else did you miss?
I missed the walk-off home run.
And you missed the walk. But let's talk about in Chicago. In Chicago, at a Chicago game, a Chicago team. A
Chicago game.
How many Grand Slams in a Chicago team in the World Series? Your wife saw it. You didn't see it. She's like one in a gazillion to see that.
Yeah.
That's history, baby.
I didn't see it.
History. You were getting hot chocolate.
So.
And pissing.
Right. Right. So I have to digress a little bit to the beginning. So I have to go back. We get a phone call while we're sitting there listening to the national anthem, just right after it. And it's our daughter freaking out that she saw us on TV. So he said, TiVo it. So she TiVos it, and it's already, like, because they're watching, it always takes up, you know, from the first half hour.
Right.
So it'll be on there. So we get in the train. I said, well, you know what? Okay, we missed the Grand Slam, or I missed the Grand Slam. We missed the walk-off home run. I said, we got a TiVo'd. We're all set. We get home. Start watching the game to try and find where our kids have seen us. There's some other fat jamoke with a goatee.
Looks just
it wasn't
like
me, but they must have thought it was me. So Mr. Keen Bean or some shit like that. And so I fast forward to the end. The thing shuts off at the sixth inning.
Sixth inning shuts off.
So I don't see anything. I get no fucking Grand Slam.
With that TiVo.
No walk-off home run because the TiVo, my daughter, who's smart enough to do it, set it to the guide instead of extending it because it's a game, you know. Mm. She didn't know any better. And the thing shuts off right at the, you know, three-hour mark.
So you didn't get to see yourself on TV.
You didn't get
to see the Grand Slam.
No Grand Slam.
Or the walk-off.
No walk-off. No tie-up. Nothing. Nothing. Didn't get to see the slide in the home plate by the Astros. And right now we're podcasting and we're missing Game 3.
Well, that you know why, John? It's because of our fans. Because we sacrifice for our fans. Because our fans are number one. And we'll miss Game 3 of the World Series.
Yeah,
for our fans.
That's right. You're right, Scott.
But I got to tell you, the game two, I was sad to see Roger Clemens go after the second inning.
Yeah.
Guy's what, 40 fucking three?
Yeah.
And he had a hamstring issue?
Yeah.
And we probably won't see him again I love Roger Clemens,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. I can't stand him.
I love Roger
Big
Clemens.
Big fucking chew-eating dork.
Throws it right up in your face.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid of that shit.
Yeah.
And
I love when they take him downtown, man.
What's fascinating me is in the World Series between the White Sox and the Houston Astros, there are three ex-Yankee pitchers starting in that World Series.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing, George Steinbrenner, with all your fucking money?
Right.
You're not making the right goddamn decision is what you're doing, stupid ass. You're like the W. You going to run for president in 2008?
You know what cracks me up, though, is the Cubs beat Clemens and the Cubs beat the Sox in the Crosstown Classic this year.
All right. And the Cubs are what? All right, like they're at home.
Last they
watching
are.
The
they're
World Series. Right. Okay.
That's what kills me. The Cubs have the talent, but they just never could execute. They left so many people on base. And, you know, they're always, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Who knows?
It was pretty funny, though. We were on our way home, and we had to stop at a bank to get money to pay the babysitter. And we go to the drive-through ATM, and my wife says, "Man, the braille on these keys really hurts my fingers." I said, "That's kind of ironic. Braille through a drive-through ATM. That's helpful for the blind people driving cars."
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is that? That's complete stupidity. I mean, that has got to be the stupidest goddamn thing ever in the history of the world. Because what are you gonna, if you're driving a blind guy, what are you gonna turn in reverse so he can
hey, hop out,
punch his keys in? Or are you going to let them lean over your lap to do the Braille ATM?
Or,
and do blind guys even have ATM cards?
Right.
I don't know. I would doubt it.
Do they drive with a stick out the window or something?
Yeah, that's retarded.
You know, the feeler?
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
A vendor sold somebody on the concept. Oh, yeah, you got to get these keys because they're Braille keys,
yeah.
And we don't want to discriminate against the blind community.
Even but, the driving
oh,
blind.
Oh, guess what? They're an extra 400 Gs. Is that okay? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay, yeah. Cut us that check for 400 Gs so we can put dots on keys that a blind guy will never drive up to in the history of the world. Stupid asses. How does that happen? I don't know.
I love when it's when there's a sign on the front of, like, the, you know, the door of an IHOP. We have Braille menus. That's great. The blind guy, is he supposed to read that? Or?
No. No, dumbass. Here's what they're saying. A blind guy's not going to show up by himself. He's going to come with somebody who can see. And then he'll read that and he'll say, "Hey, guess what, my blind friend? They have Braille menus. So I don't have to read the whole goddamn menu, do you?
Why don't you drive us down to the ATM with the Braille keys to get some money so we can go over here and eat some IHOP?"
that's probably, you know, I'm just thinking about it now, and Braille keys are a way for normal people like you and I to exploit blind people. Hey, you fucker, I want to eat at the IHOP. So we're going to go to the ATM, and there's Braille keys so you can get fucking money, or I'm not going to drive you home.
That's right. Lean over my lap and touch those pointy keys.
Right, or I'm going to drop you off on the south side of Chicago, and you can find your own fucking way home, you blind ass. So it's a way for us to exploit blind people.
Right.
I love that. Exploitation. Yeah.
So that was my weekend.
No doubt.
Expedition. my first experience at my first and probably only ever World Series.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Thank you.
I found out from the lovely wife, if it goes 6 and 7 games, we have a chance to get some tickets.
Yeah, we got
the
tickets.
The lovely too. Works for you.
Oh, the cell.
The cell.
You know what? Tell her to just sell them.
Well,
and buy yourself a plasma.
A plasma, no doubt. But the tickets would be in the diamond suite.
Oh.
So we wouldn't be out in the rain.
Oh.
We'd be in a little diamond suite getting some free brewskis and some hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
No doubt. But I don't think it's going to go 7, do you, John?
I don't know. Today they were arguing about if the commissioner had the right to tell the Astros to leave the roof open or closed.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. Open or closed, just fucking play the game, you pussies.
And the Astros, you know, baseball players are really superstitious. You know, like some of them,
right,
they'll jump over the foul line and all that
all
stuff.
All that crap, right.
And
I wore this underwear when I pitched a no-hitter, right. So I'll never not wear this underwear again when I'm pitching.
Right. So tonight, they, you know, this, there's this big argument about the roof open or closed, and I guess closed, they've won more games with it closed than they have with when it's open. So they want it closed, and the commissioner's like, well, if it's a nice night out and it's not hot, you should have it open. And he wants to make the call, but the Astros make a point where they said, look, hey, the White Sox had their home field advantage, and, sorry, they don't have a roof that they can close, but it was cold and windy, which they're used to, and they won. So we should be able to play the way we want to play with our home field advantage.
Just do what the commissioner tells you. Play the fucking game. If you lose, you're fucking losers.
No.
All right? Yeah.
They should be able to do what they want.
Oh, fuck that.
Fuck the commissioner.
Pussies.
Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, I want the roof closed. I want it open. Ooh, because I'm a faggot. That's what.
Oh, my God.
And I'm superstitious. Stop it.
Well, you know the Sox would do the same thing.
It's all about a 90-mile-an-hour ball coming at you, and you got to swing and hit the goddamn thing. That's what it's all about.
Which is the hardest thing to do.
What the fuck
the hardest
difference
thing
does
to do
it make
sports?
If the window's open or closed? I mean, the roof. It's open or closed. Who cares?
Well, let them close it then.
Well, I don't care. But they, but for you to
but
come out and cry about it, what a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, they cried about it. Right.
Fuck Roger Clemens. I used to have respect for him. Was he one of the crybabies?
I don't know. He wasn't playing tonight. He's over.
I don't think so. Because he's all man.
Yeah. He's a baby, too.
No, he's not.
He's a fucking
he's
bitch.
Not. He's all man.
I love when he loses. Love it.
All right, then.
So, yeah, that was my weekend.
So what are we doing on time here? How are we doing?
33.
Well, I got some miscellaneous, John.
What do you got?
Let's segue into some miscellaneous. And the White Sox are playing tonight.
The White Sox, yeah.
And they may be down 10-0. We don't know because we're dedicating this night to our fans.
Yeah.
Did you know, John, smoking increases male sterility? A study indicates chronic smokers' sperm are 75% less fertile than non-smokers' sperm, and the more you smoke, the less fertile your spermatozoa is. The casual route implies that smoking probably reduces female fertility, too. I have one more smoking story, John. Smoking may lower intelligence. In a small study of men, smoking, one, correlated with lower IQ scores, verbal reasoning, and spatial reasoning, and two, correlated more strongly with lower mental proficiency. Verbal reasoning, like the W, math reasoning, like you and I, short-term memory, like you and me, then drinking did. So smoking is worse than drinking. The author suspects smoking impairs blood and oxygen flow to the brain.
Oxygen?
Oxygen. But you know, John, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to go on TTN, Total Nonsense, and I'm going to go on record and say, how do they know that all the smokers that smoke right now weren't stupid to begin with? Because don't you have to be a fucking ignoramus to stick a cigarette in your mouth and smoke it for no other apparent reason than to look cool?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that like George W. stupid to begin with?
Whoop, zip up.
Because, John, you and I partake in the other smoking things.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Hemp.
Yeah.
And where it offers
right.
a benefit.
Yeah.
It offers brain cell production.
Right.
It offers munchies. It offers relaxation.
And that's the truth.
It offers depression, non-depression.
Right.
If I'm depressed, it makes me non-depressed.
Right.
But smoking, what does that offer you, John? It offers you a
stunted growth.
Let's say it's two packs a day. That's $6 a fucking day.
Yeah.
It offers you yellow teeth, smelly clothes, smelly hair, wrinkled face, all those positive qualities
right.
that I like to think of
right.
when I think of smokers. So how do they know that these a-holes with the lower IQs that were smokers weren't lower IQ to begin smoking with in the first place? That's my question to you, John.
It's barbaric.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to answer it?
Yes, I want you to answer it right now.
I think Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
I can't answer that, Scott. I have no idea.
Pooty poot.
My mom smokes them like they're going out of style.
No Jeez, doubt.
What the fuck was that coming out of your gutter?
I said going out of style.
And that's
that was my shrinker.
How are you?
In a related story, John, the court hears arguments on religion in the workplace. Were you familiar with this?
What?
Arguments on religion in the workplace.
Oh, great.
John Moransky. Moransky, a 43-year-old computer engineer. Yeah, that's another name for geek, nerd ass, who works in Pontiac, Michigan, sued the GM automaker last year after it denied his request to form a company-sponsored Christian group. Similar to the 9 employee-affiliated groups for veterans, women's, gays, and lesbians, disabled people, and racial or ethnic minorities. I'm really struggling. For employees such as Moransky, an evangelical Christian, religious faith is their main identifying characteristic. Similar to race, gender, and sexual orientation, Florida lawyer David Gibbs told the court, to deny them the opportunity given others to network and access company resources is discriminatory. Said Gibbs,
sorry.
Who represented the late Terry Schiavo's parents in an unsuccessful suit to prevent their stupid-ass, brain-dead daughter feeding tube from being removed. GM denied Moransky's request because the company prohibits any group that advocates a particular religious or political position. The policy treats all religions the same, said GM attorney Barry Fields of Kirkland. The LSLPPPLLP told the court Tuesday. And fucking A right, who is with this asshole Moransky ass dickhead? Why does GM have to sponsor any goddamn Christian thing if they don't want to? If you want to sponsor a Christian thing, put a goddamn website together or whatever the fuck you need to do and get together with your other Christian a-holes
right.
and talk about the fairy tales known as Jesus Christ, okay?
Pray for the good Lord, protect America.
Let's not do it on GM time
right.
so the price of my goddamn car goes up because you're busy having Christian meetings about Jesus. Why not have a Santa Claus fucking group? John?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm swearing.
Let's
way
have
too
a
much
Santa
again.
Claus.
Dead or alive. Thank you very much for those kind words.
Thank you very much.
So, can I speak for you, John? Thank you. John and Scott say F you to John Moransky, the 44-year-old.
John Moransky.
43-year-old computer engineer. F him, man. No doubt. No doubt.
I read a funny story.
What'd you got?
This guy foiled a carjacking with his coffee. I guess a carjacker.
Rapper?
No.
Oh, okay.
A would-be carjacker got a different kind of jolt from his intended victim's morning cup of coffee, authorities said. The suspect tapped the car window Wednesday morning with a gun and motioned the driver to get out, Chief Deputy Roy Hughes said. But the driver, who had just bought a cup of hot coffee, slammed the car door on the carjacker's legs, threw the coffee at his neck and face, and wrestled him to the ground, Hughes said. A shot was fired during the scuffle, but no one was hurt. He said the driver managed to get the gun from the suspect and pointed at him. The suspect ran away into the nearby woods.
Oh, I would have shot the motherfucker.
That's what I was thinking when I read that. I'm like, God damn it, I would have unloaded.
Well, here to that MF-er who, not MF-er, but the guy who threw coffee in the MF-er's face.
That's genius.
For trying to fucking carjack him. What an asshole. Fucking go get a job, you dickhead. But no, I'm going to carjack somebody who's working hard paying taxes. Fuck, I hate that shit,
I
John.
Know.
And so here to the guy who poured coffee in his face. I'd pour coffee in his face, take his gun away, and shoot his fucking cock off. That's what I'd do. And I'd be on the Today Show with Katie Couric talking about how I shot his balls off. That's what I would do, John. What would you do?
Thank you very much for those kind words.
I'd like to have a minute to actually press the button.
I want to thank you for the bullhorn.
And I'd be on Late Night with David Letterman telling him I shot the guy's cock off.
Yeah.
And don't fuck with me.
Don't you fuck with
Let's
me.
Send a message to the carjackers.
You fucking shit! You fucking dick! You fucker! You fucking bitch!
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 Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
Yeah. 42.
I think we can close out this session then.
All right, let's do that. Let's
no
come
doubt.
Back with part three.
Part three.
And wrap it
As
up.
As always, we have a three-part podcast once a week. Thank you.
Yeah.
John.
Be right back.
And Scott.
Yeah.
Total Talk.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for John and Scott. On Total Talk Nonsense.